Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation. Salvation means deliverance from sin. But I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I am become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy salvation. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimonies of thy mouth. I have read to you Psalms 119, verses 81 through 88. I pray that our Father in heaven give us understanding to the words that were read. Sheep, let us have a prayer. Let's just thank our Father in heaven for waking us up this morning and allowing us to have the opportunity to pray. You say your prayer as I say mine. I pray that wherever you are going to work, if you have employment, that today will be a blessed day. Say your prayer as I say this prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for restoring us and redeeming us from the oppressor. I thank and praise you, Heavenly Father, for your constant protection of me and all my loved ones from the evil one. I thank and praise you for keeping natural and chemical disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I also thank and praise you for giving me and us lost sheep sane, sound mind with excellent health. Also, getting into reading this Bible. I pray this prayer and thank you for allowing me to on Blog Talk Radio. In Jesus' name, a.k.a. Yahweh. He's actually known as Jesus on this earth. But I've been finding out, sheep, that his real name is Yahweh, or Yeshua is Jesus' name, and Yahweh is his Father's name. We have been lied to, sheep. This is the Feed My Sheep show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Wednesday, everybody. As we used to say when I worked, hump day. We had two more days to go to work after this day on Wednesday. Sheep, I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Today I will start reading from where I left off reading last Sabbath. We're in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, and we're going to pick up reading at verse 22. How about that? You know to have your pen, paper, and pencil ready just in case I say something that you might want to jot down. I want you to jot this down while I'm thinking about it. John chapter 7, verse 22. And I can't see it exactly, but I'll say what I remember. It says, salvation is of the Jews. And by me reading this Bible, the King James Version of the Bible, I have come to know that the black folk in the United States are the Jews. We have been lied to. The more I read this Bible, the more my mind goes back to the truth is not in the oppressor. All my life, I have thought that Jesus was a Caucasian person. My professor told me years ago that that was Michelangelo's cousin. And so now that I have started doing what I was told to do, that is to feed his sheep and to minister unto the people, and that includes white folk too. If you want to become a follower of Jesus, you can. It's simple. All you have to do is read this Bible, and I say this to everyone. Become a proselyte, and that is a new convert or joining a religion. And I think you spell it proselyte. So become a convert. Read this Bible. Know it for yourself. And I think I was reading in Jeremiah chapter 17 and verse 21 where it tells you that you have to know for yourself. Your pastors can't save your soul. They're not, because they're not reading this Bible the way I have read it. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 21, it says, take heed. And to take heed means to pay attention to yourselves. You know, you have to save your own life, your own soul. And that's what I'm trying to do, save my soul, because I don't, I know that our Heavenly Father is coming, and he's coming back to redeem us, the Jews. We have been lied to. We don't even know who we are. Now, you know how you oppressors look down on black people, and you do your little smirks, and you buy words about us? I do the same thing to you. Now that I know that you lied to us, let's pick up reading in Jeremiah chapter 2. It's Jeremiah chapter 31, the remnant of Israel saved. And black folk in the United States of America, wake up, save yourselves and your children and grandchildren. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 22. How long wilt thou go about, O thy backsliding daughter? Backsliding, that means to go back into your sin or to have a relapse. For Yah the Lord has created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. And compass means to like encircle or around, or it's a circle. Verse 23, and whenever I read, I hate doing this. I have to burp. I don't know why, but excuse me, I'm burping. Let's pick up reading at Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 23. Thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. Yah the Lord bless thee, O habitants, habitation of justice and mountain of holiness. Verse 24. And there shall dwell in Judah itself and in all the cities thereof together husbandmen, and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated. Satiated means to satisfy the weary. Weary means tired. So, and I have replenished. Replenished means to restore every sorrowful soul. Verse 26. Upon this I awakened and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith Yah the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. Verse 28. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck them up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict. Afflict means to perhaps an illness or disease. So I will watch over them to build and to plant, said Yah the Lord. Verse 29, in those days they shall say, no more the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. I think what that means is that what our forefathers did in the past, like in the 10th commandment, I think it might be the 2nd commandment, where whatever the forefathers did that hate our Father in heaven, it was visited upon the children of the 3rd and 4th generation. Let's go back to Jeremiah chapter 31. Let's pick up reading at verse 30. But everyone shall die for his own iniquity, and every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Verse 31, behold, the days come, said Yah the Lord, that I will make a new covenant. You hear that, sheep? That's important, a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, said Yah the Lord. Verse 33, but this shall be a new covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. And that does include the house of Judah. Israel includes the 12 children, or the 12 sons that Jacob had by four different women. After those days, said Yah the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for that. And write it in their heart. And whenever I see the word heart, I just automatically change it to mind, because I know that your thought process comes from the mind. And will be their God, and they shall be my people. So what have we learned in this paragraph, chief? You are so smart. You're right. God is going to write his laws in our inward parts, in our minds, and no one is going to have to preach to you. And I think that's why he's going to do this when we are restored, because the preachers are failing to preach. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. The shepherds, most of them are not doing what they're supposed to do. And I think this is one of the reasons why he tells women, a woman like me, to feed his sheep and to minister unto his people. And as long as I can, I intend to do just that. Even though I may be afraid of the enemy, I still intend to do what our Father in heaven has told me to do. Although I will admit I am a coward. Let's go to pick up reading at verse 34 of Jeremiah chapter 31. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, know Yah the Lord, for they shall all know me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because God, you know I was afraid to do what I'm doing. I voice would tremble. Yes, that's the truth. For the from the least of them to the greatest of them, says Yah the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquities. Iniquities, those are your sins and wrongdoings. And I will remember their sin no more. Verse 35, thus said Yah the Lord, which giveth the sun, S-U-N, for a light by day, and the ordinances. And ordinances are laws, mandates, or decrees of the moon and of the stars for a light by night, okay, which divided the sea when the waves thereof roar. Yah the Lord of hosts is his name. Verse 36, if those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yah the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Verse 8 or 7, thus said Yah the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seeds of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yah the Lord. And I pray that they will never measure the earth or its foundations beneath. Verse 38. Behold, the days come, says Yah the Lord, that the city shall be built to Yah the Lord from the tower of Hananel until the gates of the corner. Verse 39. And the measuring shall, verse 39. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill of Gareb, that's spelled G-A-R-E-B, and shall encompass about Goat, that's spelled G-O-A-T-H. Verse 40, and the whole valley of the dead bodies and of the ashes and of the fields unto the gate toward the east shall be holy unto Yah the Lord, for it shall not be plucked up nor thrown down anymore forever. Amen for that. Sheep, I hope that you have an understanding of Jeremiah chapter 31, the remnant of Israel saved. And no matter how what we black folk have gone through, and no matter how the oppressor has tried to keep this knowledge from us, our Father in heaven is giving it to us. Remember, sheep, I want you to read the book of Revelation, and that's starting in chapter 1. When I was a young person, I was told that Revelation is a hard book, you can't understand it. But in Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, it tells you, blessed is the readers. It says, Revelation chapter 1, verse 3, it says, blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And sheep, that's what I'm saying. The time is at hand. Now, then, I want you to know this. We're still in Revelation chapter 1. Drop down to verse 14. And this is where he talks about Jesus. His head and his hair were white like wool. Now, the Jesus Christ that you see that's drawn up as a white person, his hair is not white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were as flame of fire, as a flame of fire. Verse 15, and his feet like unto fine brass. Do you know what brass looks like, sheep? I will tell you. It looks like a golden brown, in case you don't know. And stop with the lies, oppressor. Be strong enough to tell the truth. And that's why, you know, the more you read this Bible, the more you'll understand. Read it for yourself. I also want you to read in the book of Daniel, chapter 7. I think it might be around 8 or 9 in the book of Daniel, where it talks about the Ancient of Days. His hair is as white as wool. I'm trying to find this while I speak to you, sheep. I should be reading to you the Ten Commandments. Okay, I just had Daniel chapter 6. Oh, Heavenly Father. You know, we perish for lack of knowledge. And I think that's in Hosea. I don't know where that is. It might be Hosea chapter 3 or 4. And then I could be wrong. Nonetheless, I want you to find the book of Daniel. And when you find the book of Daniel, read chapter 7. And it explains to you that the Ancient of Days, he is described as a black person like me. It's Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. And I beheld until the thrones were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment as white as snow, and his hair on his head like pure wool. Now, those of you, I am not mocking the oppressor, because the Bible does talk about apostolites, those who want to be saved. You can be saved. See, let us have a closing word of prayer and Blog Talk Radio. I thank you for allowing me this time, all the time. Amen. I pray that our Father in heaven will bless you in the way that you want to be blessed, Blog Talk Radio. As long as not anything that hurt anyone. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we are lost sheep. Thank you for all the things that you do for us and have done for us. And we thank you especially for your constant protection from the evil one. We also thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and for giving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. Remember, sheep, take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere that you go. And if it's God's will, I will be back with you on this coming Sabbath. Remember, I love you, but God loves you so much more. Try to live right for God as I will. See you Sabbath. I can't wait to talk with you next time. Bye for now.